It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining us today, and joining us would be me, Anita, the Anita part of Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Olivia, my friend, but also my right-hand person here, too. So Olivia, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Anita.
Well, of course, and you know, I feel like, you know, you're just here all the time anyway, so it's not like, you know, having you. You're like part of the Travel Bags team here.
I am the friend.
Yeah, that probably sums up my life, the friend. So thank you for that. But glad you guys are joining us, because talking about friends, this is the time of the year when you want to check out those friends, make a list, check it twice, make sure you have all those friends on there that you want to gift with something that shows how much you care about them and how much you love them.
Absolutely. And, you know, our ideas are kind of themed around travel. So not only could you show some thought and care in your gifts, but could also lead to maybe planning a trip together in the future.
Yeah, because the gift of travel is really a very good gift. But, you know, Olivia, I want to ask you about this, because here's what happens to me around this time of the year. It's time to go, and I end up always having to carry a gift with me.
And you're the one that's flying all over the planet, so... You really have to worry about that.
I do have to worry about it. But, you know, it's not only flying. It could also be, you know, getting them in the trunk of the car, or, you know, along with all the passengers and bags that are going. So I think, you know, although, you know, it sounds like it's a pretty easy thing to do, just kind of pack it in your suitcase, I think I'm not the only one. There are probably some other folks out there that might need some tips.
Yes, luckily we have a great list ahead. And one way to start is what you're going to be packing your gifts in. It's always a good idea to use a hard shell suitcase when you can. That lessens the possibility of things getting crushed inside. And also wrap the package as if you were going to send it through the mail. Maybe cushion it with some packing peanuts, or if not that, some soft clothes around it, even on the bottom as well. And surround the package also. Make sure nothing is on top.
Well, yeah, you know, that's a really, really good point, because I think if you use that hard shell, the hard case suitcases, you're less likely, as you mentioned, to have any problems. And you could actually maybe even just pack a suitcase with some of the gifts in them.
Just a gift suitcase.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
A good idea, especially if you have several gifts, because you do still have to get your clothes. You have to get, you know, everything in there. So check with your airline to see, you know, what the extra baggage charges are, because it might be an additional fee. So in that case, you may want to try and get everything in one bag. But if not, you know, maybe you could just have a bag specifically for the gifts.
Right. And if you do want to carry your items on, remember, you can carry one piece of luggage and a personal item. And if you're going to be, you know, wrapping them in protective materials, you want to do clear bubble wrap. Larger bubbles, the better, because it's easier to see through. But just in case it has to be taken off, you should fasten it with rubber bands instead of tape, so it's easy to kind of undo, and they can check it out.
That's a really good point, to just use rubber bands. I also, too, you know, feel like, you know, if that's going to be a problem, you know, with the bubble wrap, the all of that, you know, also choose your gifts wisely, too. Maybe not choose something that's going to require a whole lot of wrapping and protection and that kind of thing, too.
Right. Or if you just want to be safe, it might cost about the same amount or even less to mail your gifts ahead of time, and then you can get them when you reach your destination.
Yeah. But, you know, how about just leaving the gifts at home, especially for kids? Take the smaller things with you, those larger packages that might need to be shipped or might require a whole additional suitcase. Maybe leave those things, and then you can have, you know, the holidays celebrated two times.
Right.
At your destination, and then when you get back.
Yeah, if you and your family are traveling somewhere else and you're worried about bringing presents for your kids, like you said, it might be a good idea to leave some behind, especially the larger items. You can maybe print out a picture and let your kids know this is what's waiting at home. Or it could be a surprise. Or you could be like my parents and say, the trip is your gift. Congratulations.
Well, a trip is a gift for sure. But you know, I think that. Hey, give me a trip any day. But now, how about this, though? You know, those toys that look like weapons, like little toy guns and things like that, water guns. I say be really careful with those.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Definitely.
I'm not sure I would actually pack one of those and try and go through TSA with that.
Anything
carry on.
That could be that looks like a weapon or could be a weapon, like a baseball bat, hockey sticks. maybe leave those at home.
Leave those at home. If you're going to visit grandparents or relatives, maybe those are some of the things that you can ship ahead of time. If the kids are really going to want to play with that, they've been asking for it all year, and you want to make sure that they have what they've been asking for, ship those kind of things ahead of time. It's just a little bit easier and a little less stress with your worrying as well.
Yes, and you can save yourself some baggage on the way home by packing your clothes and other items that can be kind of crushed and smushed together in a duffel bag. And then on the way home, hopefully your, you know, gift bag, the hard shell suitcase, is empty, so you can pack all your clothes back in there and the duffel bag as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, TSA, we've, you know, keep talking about TSA and that type of thing. They do allow you to have wrapped gifts, but if the package raises like any kind of alarms or makes some kind of alert to something, they will have to unwrap it. So you do want to keep that in mind, that you might want to wait until you get to the destination to do your wrapping. So you still got your gift there, just wrap when you get to the destination. You can always kind of go to a room by yourself and get that handled.
You can do that, or you can just put your gifts in a gift bag and some tissue paper instead, and that's easy enough to pack as well.
Well, that's my way of wrapping, actually. I actually call that wrapping. Now, let's talk a little bit about food gifts, because meat, cheeses, you know, fresh produce, things like that, you know, we can get those kind of gift packages that come like that. You know, those things are great, but look and make sure that there are no things that could be considered liquids. And I know we've talked about this before, like with our Thanksgiving show. I know we recently talked about it, that those type items will be considered by TSA to be liquids. So that could be things like jellies, jams, things you're not really initially thinking of as being liquids. So do think about that, because I'd hate for your whole gift there all wrapped up to be torn apart and those things taken out. Or maybe if they're tough TSA folks, they might just garbage the whole thing.
Yeah, toss the whole thing.
Yeah.
You also have to worry about, if you're traveling internationally, a lot of these things, meats, cheeses, and fresh produce, they have regulations and even bans when traveling internationally.
That is very true, and that's a good one to keep in mind, as well as if you're coming back to the States with some of those things.
Yes.
As well. But now, okay, so all this air travel, but what about the car? Because I always think that the car is just pretty, we've got this handle if we're going by car. Just stuff everything, just keep stuffing. You know, something can go in the back seat under someone's feet, and you know, you don't have to worry about so much, right?
Well, yeah, it does become sort of a mission. We all become kind of dead set on how many things can we squeeze into the car, including people. Right. So we may not think about this, but you want to check your vehicle's maximum weight limit, especially if you're traveling with a car full of people, gifts, but also everyone's luggage.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about the Flintstone kind of thing of like the car dragging, you know.
Yeah.
And let's try to run with our legs to get it going.
Right,
okay,
right.
So, yeah, you don't want that.
You don't want that.
That is not a holiday look that we want. But, yeah, but you're absolutely right about that. So you want to put the heavier items and things like that near the center of the vehicle, kind of balance that weight, so that when the vehicle's center of gravity is thrown off, the risk of an accident could be greater. So you don't want to have that kind of thing happening. So you definitely want to think about how you're going to pack the car, not just because it will fit here, but think about the weight and really – if there is an accident, will something go flying as well?
Right.
Think about that.
And this could also be useful, you know, on Black Friday, if you're planning on filling up as much as you can with things like televisions or heavier pieces.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But now I know we are kind of coming down to the end of this segment here. But what about some actual packing tips?
Yes. In your car, pack as tightly as you possibly can to reduce, you know, the possibility of things getting jostled. And if there are some gaps that you can't quite fill, maybe fill them with blankets or towels. And you can certainly use those along the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Someone may want to kind of wrap up in a blanket, or you may need it at your destination where you're going to, especially towels. Now, what about labeling things, though? Label your bags as fragile. But I also like to let people know exactly why it's fragile. If there's glass involved, if it's liquids. A lot of times I'll bring back rum from different destinations, so I'll let them know that, you know, I have a bottle of rum, a bottle of wine, or something like that. So let them know this isn't a time to be kind of, you know, like a little secretive about things. Let them know, because it's not that you can't bring it on, but you do want to let them know exactly what it is, and then that way they'll know how to go about getting it checked and protecting it. So anything else?
Anything else? If your object can be disassembled, maybe pack the parts separately to reduce the risk of damage.
That's true. That's true. But you know something else that I do too is that bubble wrap paper. You know, you can buy that, you know, at office supply stores, probably even at, you know, some of your discount stores as well. You can pick up some of that. You know, carry a little bit of that with you. And this is regardless of the holiday time, because you never know what kind of items you might see and you want to buy. And if you have your wrapping paper there, not wrapping paper, but bubble paper there, then you don't have to worry so much about it. And you can reuse it.
Yes, and make sure to also fill the inside of your items if they're hollow, such as a vase or maybe some glasses you got.
Mm-hmm. And you can also, too, I put items inside things, too. So if you have, you know, a pair of sneakers or things like that, you can wrap them like in a T-shirt and then also stuff things into shoes and things like that as well. So, hey, just, you know, think creatively. Think, I want to keep this safe. And you'll probably come up with some ideas as well that are different from the ones that we're sharing here. So just think about all that, guys. Now, we've come down to the end of this segment, but we really are hoping you guys are starting to do some of your holiday shopping, and some of these tips are really helping you out. But if you are wondering, what am I going to get this person because they're hard to buy for, coming up next, we have some gift ideas that we think are pretty swell for this time of the year, or really any time of the year. So you guys sit tight, because when we come back, we have the Travel Bags with Anita and Friends Holiday Travel Gift List. Wow, that's a mouthful, Olivia.
It's quite the lineup, too.
It's quite the lineup. So you guys sit tight. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Great place to take someone for the holidays.
There you go.
Check out their website at thesapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Back in a minute here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.